Welcome to eBay Radio, where your success on eBay is our bottom line. Now, here's Griff.
This.
Segment. Which one?
This is eBay Radio, and it's sponsored by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. We spend a lot of time inculcating sellers, and that's legal, with best practices, but there are exceptions to every rule. Tim Dombrowski is here now to explain how he found himself succeeding on eBay with the help of a rather unorthodox model. And he's going to tell us how he's carrying on that tradition. Tim is known on eBay as Lucky Tim D, all one word. Tim, we see that your black and white cat, Mercedes, is it Mercedes or Mercedes?
It was Mercedes.
Okay. Is still popping up in your photos. She's the reason your eBay listings were featured in Forbes magazine. Is that correct?
Correct.
And we understand you have a new model in training.
Yes. Mercedes, unfortunately, came down with cancer.
Oh.
And, we tried to get it out of her, but then it came back in like 3 more weeks. So
I'm so sorry to hear that.
She had to go see all the other kitties in heaven, but we got, my wife picked me up a Milo kitty. We thought it was going to be another Mercedes, but it ended up being a boy.
Oh.
So we named it Milo instead of Mercedes.
Okay, that makes sense.
And well, he's also a tuxedo cat, so I started training him.
So how does Milo, is it Milo or Milo?
Milo.
How does Milo's personality differ from Mercedes?
He's a hyper little kitty. He has sold a few items for me already, and he requires a lot of patience. We're just working with him, and he's getting a feel for it. Once he sees the flash go off a few times, he knows something's up, and he realizes that he's there for something.
Are cats like dogs? His dogs like to work, you know. You give them a job, they really, most dogs like it. I've never had a cat, so I don't know.
You never had a cat?
No.
No. Note to self.
You haven't had a cat?
No, I have never had a cat. I've had dogs, but not cats.
You might now.
Well, tell me, do cats like to work like dogs do?
Yes, but they're kind of finicky. They come from the heart. You have to work with them. And, this one actually knows his name now because we said it a few times. And, he modeled like a lamp for me and I got him to stand up a few times. But, it's hard for him to stand up, but I'm trying to get him to stand up and learn that technique.
How did you teach Mercedes?
It just came pretty much naturally for her. She just started standing up one day as she was modeling. So it wasn't within her first year either. It was, you know, within a few years when she started doing it. So I'm just being patient with him and working with him and, enjoying him. You know, he's a good asset. With Mercedes, she made a lot of people around the world smile, and I got comments on her every day. And I just started. Of course, Milo's only listed probably about, I'd say, a good half a dozen things for me or more, a little more. And I've only gotten a couple comments on him. But I went in kind of a stoop when Mercedes passed, and I didn't list for a few months, and then I said, well, I got to get back into it, and I started going back into it, and it's going real good. I got over her, and I'll never really get over her, but she's like part of the family, you know.
Yeah, that's always sad, losing a pet. You have our condolences.
Hey, Martin.
Well, you know, we tell people not to do what you're doing.
What?
What do we know?
Yeah, what do we know?
Yeah, we've told people we've had their animals.
This is a cat.
You know, before.
No. Yeah, but we're going to make an exception here because this guy's created a whole.
This is a whole different situation.
It's a whole.
I think he marketed around that. I think.
Industry.
Or what?
Griff, I have an item number for you. It's not doing me any good. Because something is also wrong with my computer.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
What's the item number?
3325 7681 1902. See if that works for you.
That's a sold listing.
Okay. Oh, that's what's wrong then.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, I got to click on sold.
So this is for a rare old coin collection, 1878 Morgan dollar, half five, five gold, silver, U.S. world lot, blah, blah, blah. And it sold for...
Oh my gosh. $1,132.95, yes?
A lot of coin.
No kidding. So there's no cat in this one. Or is there?
No.
No, there's no cat in this.
No, but you can buy a lot of cat food for $1,132.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. So, you, so when, when's the first time that you used an animal, a cat, in your listings? You used Mercedes. Was it an, was it just a lark, or was it a mistake, or did she keep getting into stuff, or what? Uh-oh. I think we're having a problem with his telephone. Your telephone's going in and out, Tim.
Not surprised.
Shoot. And I wanted to see some of his... So I'm going to put him in the cellar. Let's put him in the cellar block so we can see some of the pictures with the cat on it.
Maybe this is sunspots.
So, something's happening.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you now.
You're kind of cutting in and out. So did Mercedes come to this by accident? Like, did she get in your way one day, or did you just decide to put her in the picture? All right, we're having problems with your phone. Tim, we're going to have to bring you back at another day, or if you want to hang up and try to call back in. I think this is his phone, Griff.
Okay.
Are you on a speaker or just on a, what kind of phone are you on, Tim? Yeah, see, we've got a problem there. Tim, try to call us back. Sorry. Well, yeah, sometimes, you know, we have been telling people through the years a few times that they shouldn't put cats. For instance, Griff, a lot of people are allergic to cats.
Yes.
Just to give you, you know. And apparently it's not hurting his sales any. And in fact, it got him an article in Forbes magazine.
That's correct.
And I'm sure that cat lovers would probably love it, but maybe some people might not. So we still have to caution you. If you want to do this, that's fine, but there might be some people that won't buy because of it.
Well, you caution him. I'm going to stay out of this one.
Yeah, because you're a cat lover. I know that.
No, I'm a dog lover.
Yeah, well,
I appreciate cats, but I don't love them.
So we were going to talk to him about what he's been selling lately, and that's why he sent us to that collection.
That was a successful sale.
Big coin collections. Tim, we're going to try you again. How you doing?
I'm back.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. Let's see if we can't get through this. So the auction format is working well for you with these coin lots?
Yes. The your question was about Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
She automatically do it. And, yeah, she went, I was set up in the kitchen, and she started hopping up there and, you know, kissing the stuff that I was selling, and she would just stare at me, and I'd snap a couple pictures, and that's just how it started. She knew that she could get some attention up there, so she did.
So every time you got ready to take pictures, she knew, and she got up there?
Yep. I actually have a video on YouTube about Mercedes, the standing cat. There's a couple of them there, and one of them, I'd say, Mercedes, come on, let's go take some pictures. And she'd come running down the hall.
Boom, and that's amazing. She knew. She got
up
the
on
bug.
The table. Yeah, she'd jump up on the table, and the writer from Forbes wanted me to, he goes, oh, I'd like a video of that.
So did he take the video?
No, I took the video, yeah.
Well, that's cute.
When you were photographing Mercedes, did you say things like, work it, girl, work it? Toss your fur, darling. Toss it.
Mostly it's like, stand up, work it, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
So my next question was, the auction format, is that working well for you with these coin lots?
Yeah. It depends. Sometimes they go great, and sometimes they only go for a quarter bucks. You know, it depends on the time of year, the time of day, and...
So do you have any pictures up there of of the new cat?
Yes. Yeah, she's modeling a lantern for me now that's selling.
Can you give us, please, an item number?
Sure.
Okay.
It is, let's see here.
Real little tiny down there now. Get it tinier, yeah. Tinier and tinier every year.
It's 3325920655.
So that's 3325 9215. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Then 0655.
Thank you. Okay.
Is this which kitty is this?
This is going to be Milo.
I wanted to see his kitty.
Yeah. Kitty. Kitty looks like in one of the pictures, it looks like Kitty has taken the top off the lantern and is holding it.
Yeah. Yep, that's Milo starting to stand up.
Oh, geez. It's Kitty White. Vanna Kitty White.
Kitty White. Yeah. And he's also modeling a table for me.
I'm sure he is.
That's not selling. It's a jewelry box table. It's some silver in it. I haven't had any hits on that yet, but I've had some lookers. I expect that to go. I put some silver in it just to beef it up a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes.
I found a couple of,
sometimes things don't move fast.
No, I saw a couple of them on there for $100 a piece, but this one, the legs need some tightening up on. And, the music doesn't work because it's a music box also. But I put some silver in there and a silver certificate. I have an item number on that too, if you want it. But
I can't get my computer to work, so it doesn't.
That's not a good thing if you're an eBayer.
It's a bad thing.
Oh, it keeps going round and round and round. Oh, here it comes. Okay, so it's a railroad lantern.
It keeps going.
Is that
round
what it is? Oh,
yep.
What a cute little kitty!
Kitty.
You.
Okay, and what did you say?
It's like Mercedes reincarnated.
And what did you say? He was in. Besides this one, you just said
he's on a table too.
And you're not selling the table well. Is that?
Oh
what's
yeah,
going on?
It's not. Well, it's not selling at that this time. I started it. A little high. I started at 59. Well, the other ones were going for 100, so I started this one at 59.95, trying to get some bidding going on, but it hasn't happened yet.
You have a tip for any of the sellers today, Tim?
Stay strong no matter what happens. And, enjoy even if, something doesn't sell like you expect it one day, the next day, or the next week. The market might increase and everything might be right back to normal.
Tomorrow is another new day.
That's it.
What were you doing before you began selling on eBay?
Wondering how I was going to pay my bills.
Amen. I get it.
I had broken my neck a while ago, and that's how I got into it, because I was ready to, hit bankruptcy I bought those three desks off of the guy that did American Bandstand.
Dick Clark.
Yep. He was selling them on an infomercial, how to sell on eBay, make a fortune.
Remember that.
You actually bought it and started selling on eBay?
Yep, that's when I started. I bought the three desks before I even had a computer, and I had a friend of mine look at them, and he goes, yeah, it teaches you how to sell. You can do it all yourself, but this will teach you how to sell a little better. I'm like, okay. So then I sold that Model B pickup truck I had to a guy in Indiana I had built. It was a street rod. And it went for it was like $1,500, and then right at the last few minutes it went up to $3,700. So
yikes.
I was pretty happy with that. Yeah, I thought it was going to sell dirt cheap, but the last few minutes is when everybody starts hitting it, because they don't want to bid against everybody else. Otherwise, it's a price war. So,
do you happen to remember which Forbes magazine you were in? I suppose it doesn't matter. If somebody puts in Forbes magazine...
If they type in Forbes, Tim, Mercedes, it'll come up.
Okay. Because I want to read that. I want to see it.
Oh,
well, good luck to you, and I hope you can come back and visit us again soon.
Me too. He did an awesome job. He must have 15 pictures of Mercedes in there.
This segment was sponsored by Shipworks. Dial us now at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You've got high-flying plans for your business on eBay. And ShipStation wants to be the wind beneath your wings. Whether your monthly shipments total 50 or 50,000, one of ShipStation's six plans will fit your business right now and give it room to soar. ShipStation integrates with eBay and your other selling channels to help you manage and ship orders more easily in less time, so you can focus on reaching new heights. Takeoff is fast and easy too. There's nothing to install, so you can be up and shipping in just minutes. Plus, ShipStation's automation rules let you customize the fulfillment process to fit your business. And when you're ready to scale up, ShipStation will still be your wingman. Try all the features of ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required. Then choose your plan at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griffin Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.